You can't read a newspaper article about how to hit golf balls and learn to play golf. I've used this illustration before, but how did you teach your kids simple things like washing their hair? Did you gather them in the living room one night and say, okay, kids, I want us all to sit here in chairs in a semicircle. First, we're going to sing a song. Washing the hair. Washing the hair. God is so pleased when we wash our hair. Now the lesson. We don't know who invented soap. We think it was the Babylonians. But we know that soap first came to this country from the pilgrims. Now, shampoo is an interesting word. It comes from two Greek words, sham and poo. Now, sham means to cleanse, to purify, and poo means icky, yucky stuff. And when we put them together, we get clean hair. Now, if you have been inspired by this lesson, we want you to come forward now to the bathroom while we stand and while we sing. No, you took them to the bathtub, you stuck their head under that water, you put shampoo on it and washed it really good, and at some point your children appreciated clean hair to the degree they were willing to wash it themselves. Now Jesus said, you go make disciples in all the world. Every part of the world I want disciples. You go and you preach the gospel to them. You baptize them into my name, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then he said, now watch, Matthew 28:20, you've heard this verse all your life. Teach them to memorize. No. Teach them to observe everything I've commanded you. Information does not make you a disciple. Obedience does. And to think otherwise is to be self-deceived. I've used this illustration many times, but it's such a good one because it's right out of the Word of God. There's two ways you can know what you look like. You can look at a photograph. You can look at a mirror. When you got up this morning, you did not turn on the light, walk over to the dresser, look at a picture of yourself and say, I am looking good today. You went to the mirror and you said, we've got work to do. Because mirrors don't lie. They tell you what you're like, flaws and all. And James says God's Word is a mirror. And it'll get beneath the spiritual cosmetics. And it'll point out those parts of your life where you need to be more like Jesus. Now, don't look at the mirror and then turn around and forget what you saw. The mirror is there to show you what you need to do. The blessing comes from receiving the revelation and then doing something with it.